Two things we know. We know where this happened. It happened a quarter mile down the road. She walked from the school right here down to the shopping center and was abducted. It had been prearranged. She's abducted. And we don't see her for almost 100, 102 days. After those months, February 8th, 1990, her body's recovered here. Here's the other thing we know. After 3 months, her body's recovered in Ashland County. What we don't know, and what we need to know to solve this case, is what happened in between. This evidence we're going to show you today, we believe, is from the place where this happened, where the homicide occurred. We need this identified in order to figure out where that happened, and from there, figure out who the perpetrator is here. It's all pretty simple. I'm going to bring this curtain out in a little bit. We have it back here. It's a curtain and it's a blanket. Go ahead to the next slide, please. Body recovery site. Very rural area. I mean, I've been down here 50 times, looking around, talking to people. It's at a crest of a hill where her body was deposited. At that crest, you can drive down this road and you can see a long ways that way. You can see a long ways that way, and that's why this guy picked that spot. There certainly is a high probability the person who did this was familiar with that spot. We know we need the public's help. We need your help. In between here, the slide we showed before, number 16, all those counties down there, Ashland County's important, Medina County, Lorain County, Huron County, they all sort of come together right down there, and we need the public in all those places to help us out to try to identify this piece of evidence and where it came from. Back up one, please. No, one more. Yeah. These two items, it's a curtain and it's a blanket. When we did the crime scene here with Ashland County, the FBI, and Bay Village, and I was a young FBI agent back then, and I was out here, and we walked this road. There's a ditch along this road. We walked the road and a long ways. I mean, it took a lot of time. We picked up every piece of garbage, every piece of debris, detritus, anything, and it's all still sitting back here in the FBI evidence. We've had in and out of evidence numerous times to numerous labs for testing, especially in light of all the forensic and scientific developments which are helping us out with this. The yellow X at the top is the curtain. That's where the curtain was found from her body, which is down there in the pink. The red X is the blanket. They're 14 feet apart from each other. They were found the day her body was recovered in the walk around that we all did with a lot of other material. When I was hired to come back and look at this case, one of the things myself and all the detectives did, prosecutor's office, is we went back and we did a survey of every piece of evidence that we ever took in this case for a number of reasons, to see if we missed anything or to see if there's anything we can submit to the new laboratories and and submit to new science. We did that. The curtain and the blanket both were determined to have hairs on them, in particular canine hairs. The reason we can do some things that are a little bit different and a little bit out of the box to solve a case like this, it's much like the Bulger case, but the reason we can go back and do new investigation is because of all the hard work the original investigators did. We don't have to go back and recreate the wheel. The stuff was done initially. We can look at that. We can verify it. We can use it and go back and maybe go in a little bit different direction. And that's how you solve some of these cases after 27 years or however long it is. We took the curtain, we took the blanket, we submitted it to various laboratories. Various scientists looked at it. The original investigators took, and this is something I'm not sure I would have thought of this, but they took hair samples from the Mihaljevic's dog, who was named Jake at the time. They cut hair from the Mihaljevic's dog, and it was still back in the evidence here. We took the canine hairs. We submitted the curtain and the blanket that you're going to see and be able to take pictures of to laboratories for forensic analysis, found canine hairs on those items, and there are microscopic similarities between the canine hairs from these two items and the hairs originally taken from the Mihaljevic's dog, Jake. Therefore, we believe those hairs from the Mihaljevic's dog, Jake, were transferred from Amy's clothing or Amy's body to these two items, which we believe were used to wrap around Amy's body from wherever the original homicide scene occurred. So she was, our belief is, and I think this is accurate, our belief is that these two items we're going to show you are from the crime scene, whether it be a trailer, a house, a barn, a vehicle. They were utilized by the perpetrator to wrap her, transport her, and bring her to this area where she was put out in the farm field. When we found her, she wasn't wrapped. There was nothing over her. She was in her clothes. She had been redressed, but she wasn't wrapped. And common sense tells you, and investigation in most of these cases tells you, that when you murder somebody, wherever that location is, which is what we're looking for, you move them from the crime scene, the murder scene, to a vehicle. You drive them in a vehicle. You drive down a road like this, and then you take the body out of a vehicle, put it in a field. You're wrapping it during that process. I think it's a good time to bring out those items. There's a couple slides. You can run through those slides real quick. Couple slides. This is what you're going to see in person, and then I'm going to point out what makes this item unique. We have a blanket, which honestly is not that unique, but it may be in conjunction with this curtain. Whoever knows what this curtain's about, knows where it came from, had prior possession of this curtain, or actually sewed this curtain. It's handmade. It's not manufactured. It's not from any of these stores where we be bought. It's handmade. And we're hoping somebody recognizes it. And if we can find the person who, somebody can call us saying, my mom made this curtain, my grandma made this curtain, it was hanging in my brother's room, whatever that is, we can solve this case. And we're asking the public to push this thing out. Cleveland's a great town for getting things done through the general public and through citizen participation. We all know that. We see it every day in Cleveland. And I saw for the almost 25 years I worked here as an FBI agent. We needed something done. We got it done. A lot of times we used the public, and they were great. But we need people to push this thing out. The press to the public, mom, dad, sister, brother, neighbor. Let's figure out who had this curtain hanging up, and we'll go from there. We'll take it from there.